Warning. The following broadcast you're about to listen to is filled to the brim with explicit adult language and content. Don't like it? Don't listen to it. Don't complain about it. Just ignore it. If you like it or don't mind it, then listen up and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Regimental Vox, a podcast dedicated to all things Warhammer and wargaming in general. I am your host and Vox operator for the evening, Caleb Meyer. It is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. This is episode 88. And yeah, it's Tuesday again and not fucking Monday. I am well aware of that. Once again, work-related, scheduling conflict. In this case, it was kind of my own fault, or rather, I should have, said something last week that, hey, I might have an interruption and stuff. Basically, I had to work in the morning, and then I had to go back to work in the evening, and while it was a short little thing, I had other crap to get done during the day, and so on and so forth, so basically, it meant there was no time for recording, unfortunately, so... that's all it kind of boils down to, and, it's not that I forgot I had to work, like, as far as I didn't miss work or anything like that, it was more I forgot to actually say anything about it on last week's episode and stuff, and, admittedly, too, like, I thought I might have time for a little bit, and then I was like, that's not gonna happen. So, so now it is Tuesday, and I apologize for it being Tuesday, so... But let's get up on this shit. As far as what's going on in my neck of the woods, we've been doing a lot more hobbying lately. I actually am working on a commission piece, a new one. I haven't actually done a commission piece in a little bit, so it's kind of gotten the ball rolling again. It's pretty nice, and not gonna lie, I'm actually kind of impressed with myself so far on it. I'm not trying to be a not so humble prick about it, but it's pretty fucking cool. So, we haven't been playing as much Curse City because we've actually been hobbying together. She hasn't really painted at all before, and she's finally starting to get into it. And I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty fucking cool hanging out with your wife and painting some fucking models. It's pretty sweet. So. That's as far as what's going on in my neck of the woods. Not a whole lot of new stuff going on. As far as the newsy bits goes, we're not going to cover a whole lot of stuff today. Namely because of the fact that we've got a lot of newsy related bits to cover, in the second half. We are taking a break this week from the Drukhari Codex thing, just because there's so much to go over with all the newsy stuff. Primarily, well, in case you've been living under a rock, Warhammer Fest was last week, and holy shit. There's a lot to go on there. So, I will say that as far as what's going on right now, otherwise, we do have pre-orders. I don't know if they're still available. You'd want to check, your local stores, blah, blah, blah. But we do have pre-orders right now going for Necromunda Hive War, the new starter box set, Headcrackers Mad Mob for Dire Chasm, as well as a Silent Menace Universal deck. So, once again, I'm not super familiar with Dire Chasm or the Warhammer Underworlds games, but probably something important if you like that shit. So, beyond that, there's a little bit of some Blood Bowl stuff, the Chaos Chosen team and some related dice and the dugouts, the double-sided pitch. This is actually the first week after GW's brief little hiatus that pre-orders are available again. For me personally, not a big weekend. Admittedly, like Hive War, I kind of wanted to consider picking it up. I'm not going to, I got way too many other hobby projects on my plate anyways, and B, I have plans to get different hobby projects instead to put on my fucking plate. Because this weekend is Vampire Weekend. Yes, I used that same pun on my wife last night. She was not impressed. But yes, this weekend, the Soulblight Gravelord stuff will be going on pre-order. Not the whole line that they've announced, just a handful of the new stuff. We'll be covering some of the Soulblight Gravelord stuff coming up here soon as well. Probably in a couple weeks here after it's been released and we can actually see some more specifics on it. They did do a preview, a little bit of preview stuff anyways the past couple days. They'll be doing a bunch throughout the week, and rather than doing it piecemeal and stuff, we'll worry about going over some of that shit here either next week or in a few weeks after the book itself is out and stuff. So, beyond that, once again, most of the really cool news stuff that I want to go over is all part of the Warhammer Fest shit. So let's go ahead, let's get this break in already. And we'll just straight up jump into the Warhammer Fest stuff after the break, so stick around. Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. Let's just go ahead and start getting into this shit, because there is a lot to cover, and time is precious. So we're going to go day by day. I'll start by saying there were some ups, there were some downs. One particular day, I had major just no, it was bad. Bad news bears all around. So, no, computer, I don't want to watch that. It was an exciting week overall. I did not get to watch any of the streams live, really. I caught little tidbits here or there, but my work schedule basically meant I didn't get to see shit for the most part until after everything was revealed and posted and whatnot. So, which, I mean, is fine. It's not like it makes it any less cool and stuff, but there is something fun about seeing it happen live. So, but let's go ahead and get started on it here. So they decided to do 6 days of Warhammer Fest starting on Monday, and Monday was the Age of Sigmar Day. Overall, lots of good stuff here. They've got into the final installment of Broken Realms, so kind of wrapping up that Broken Realms set. They did reveal an amazing looking model. The book is called Kragnos, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But, and they also released a model for him. So Kragnos is, like a god of destruction. So he is, like their Nagash and stuff. So he's the big baddie of destruction, and he is fucking massive. They're saying that he's bigger than even regular, like giants and stuff. It says he towers over all but the mega gargants. So this model, at least based on the pictures we've seen and stuff, it looks fucking huge. We don't have a price or anything like that, obviously, so we'll have to see when the time comes. Knowing GW, it probably won't be too far in the future. I wouldn't be surprised if it's either the week after or a couple weeks within the Soulblight Gravelords beginning launch. So, just this big badass centaur god carrying around this giant mace, a hammer, and the shield, a very beautiful model too. Lots of intricate detail in the shield and some of his I wouldn't necessarily call it armor because he's so big and there's not a whole lot of it on his body, but yeah, it might as well be little armor plates and shit. So gorgeous looking model. Sounds like he's just going to be an absolute fucking beast. That was an unintentional pun. So, but yeah, just quite the impressive model. And they did go on to mention that, you know, all these newer Age of Sigmar models we've been seeing, the Witch Hunters, Lord Croak, those two Slaanesh, I don't think they're Keepers of Secrets. I don't remember exactly what they are. As well as that, what is it, the Warsong Revenant, I think was the name of it, or the Sylvaneth. Looks like these are all going to be part of the Broken Realms Kragnos, from what we can tell. And then they proceeded to show off a lot of new Soulblight Gravelords shit. This stuff has been divisive on the internet. It's definitely been interesting to see people's response or reaction to the new Soulblight Gravelords, namely the heroes. Personally, I love pretty much everything about this line. It is just amazing looking, very creative, very gorgeous. In particular, they have this one model, Laukavai, the Mother of Nightmares. Basically this just badass bitch of a vampire. But she's like, you know, top half is the lady vampire, really scary looking and just looks like she's gonna, you know, tear you to shreds. And then her lower body's even scarier because she's basically like my brain can't even think of what those things are fucking called. Vargeists? Were they Vargeists? I don't remember what they were in fantasy. But the giant, you know, when vampires went too fucking far, basically, and they became feral and winged and shit like that, that's basically her lower body. So the internet has been referring to it as the Bat-tar, basically like a centaur, but part bat, part not so bad. But yeah, they're pretty fucking incredible looking model in my opinion. They also have a more generic hero, the Vangorian Lords, same idea. You know, upper body is a vampire duder and lower body is the bat dragon thing. Personally, I love these models. I think they're really creative, a very unique take on vampires and stuff that really, it really feels like it belongs in Age of Sigmar. You know, Age of Sigmar is always pushing the boundaries of weird and wacky without it being cartoony. And these definitely hit the mark as far as I'm concerned. So, but once again, the internet being the internet, not very, I wouldn't say it's 100% by any stretch. It's just divisive. You know, people either love these models or they hate them. And once again, I'm going to go with loving it. So, they also showed off Redekar the Beast. So for those, unfamiliar, Redekar is a character from Curse City. He's actually like the big baddie in Curse City, but he's Redekar the Wolf. And admittedly, as far as the Curse City stuff goes, he is probably one of my least favorite models in the entire kit. He just looks like a big oafish dude who's kind of pissy and walking around wearing a funny hat and shit. I just personally am not impressed by the wolf. The Beast, on the other hand, holy shit. This is a model, okay? This, if anything, should, you know, dispel any hatred people are having towards the Soulblight Gravelords line. Such a badass-looking model. Blood dripping off of his hand while his little followers are holding up goblets to catch it and shit. It's really fucking cool. I'm sorry. I think it's really amazing. And unfortunately, in my mind, I feel like this is, you know, a tease of more Curse City content, but we still don't even know what actually happened with Curse City. At least I haven't seen anything personally, and I don't know if we will ever know. I don't even know if we'll ever get expansion content and stuff, and I really hope we will, but I fear that we won't. And that I fear that GW will never answer what the hell happened. So, but we'll see. But yeah, so pretty badass. And then we have Belladonna Volga, the first of the Virkos. So she's kind of like supposed to be the first in this line of vampires that has afflicted the cursed city of Ulfenkarn. She's upper half is once again vampire lady, this time with funny hat and shit, just like Radikar the Wolf. Her lower half is wolf legs, and then she's riding a big giant wolf with another big wolf underneath her. Out of all of the new Soul Blight's Gravelord shit we've seen, honestly, this one is my least favorite, by quite the margin even. I might get it as a collection completionist sort of factor. And maybe it'll look better in person and stuff once again. Maybe once we see her rules, it'll be like, there's no way you could play without her, etc. I just don't think she's a very creative model compared to the rest of the line. She just comes across as rather bland and boring to me. And just not as unique as the other models, really, realistically speaking. Okay, yeah, so she's got wolf legs. Big fucking deal. You know, it's not... I mean, if she was, like, half person, half wolf, I think they'd be taking this whole half and half business a little too far. But what we call brevet in the barista business. Anywho, but I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a terrible model. Like, it's not a terrible sculpt or anything like that. We see that on occasion where a model is just garbage. This one, it seems well sculpted and everything. I'm just not impressed. So, and then they are releasing new direwolves as well. So, which is, they actually look really cool. I mean, they look about what you expect. There's nothing really I would say that's particularly, you know, crazy special about them. As far as, once again, they look like what you would expect out of dire wolves, but, you know, the fact that the old dire wolves are exactly that, super fucking old, these models do look great. I'm definitely not trying to, you know, knock them. I'm definitely not saying they're bad. Actually, I love these models, but, you know, they just kind of took the old models and just revamped them, which is great. Once again, not complaining, not saying these are bad. Far from it. So, but yeah. Yeah, they're supposed to be, I think, a battle line. Yeah, they are a battle line unit. So, you know, you can build an army of wolves, essentially, if you wanted to. Which is, you know, pretty cool. So, definitely a really badass looking army. Looking forward to seeing them being released. Which this weekend is once again not going to have the full line available for pre-order, but the important stuff you need to get yourself started, the book, I'm assuming more battle line units, the skeleton warriors and dead walker zombies and stuff. So, Blood Knights too, I think, were part of it and stuff. But we'll go over all that here on the next episode once again, or in a couple weeks. Although the next episode we would be talking about what's available for pre-order right now, so we'll go over it then. Anywho, moving on. The shittiest and least exciting part of this day, they announced some really dumb looking fucking mobile game, called Soul Arena. It just looks stupid. I'm just gonna leave it at that. It looks dumb to me. I'm not a big fan of mobile games in general, but this one just looks extra, like, no. So, overall, Monday, I think, was a win. Big win. I think for everybody who's into Age of Sigmar, this is a lot of cool information and great news. And if you haven't gotten to AOS, I think it's a good sign of things to come. So maybe you should think about jumping in the pool, yo. So, moving on. Day two. Spoiler alert. I'm actually, rather than ranking this at the end of talking about it, I'm just going to say right now, what a fucking joke. it's easily, once again, if you've been living under a rock, you might not be aware of this, but the internet totally shit on this day. I think with, you know, good reason. Once again, I did not watch the full live stream or anything, but I did catch the tail end of it, and it was just really weird. I wasn't watching the chat or anything, but it was really weird. The hosts were acting frantic and just like trying to like wrap this up ASAP and stuff. And I was like, okay, this, you know, some, I don't know what's going on. Let's go over what they announced. Okay, so for starters, they showed off and announced this model, Morven Vall, Abyss Sanctorum of the Adeptus Sororitas. She is a High Lord, and she's walking around in one of these Paragon war suits. Once again, something the internet's pretty divisive on to begin with. I personally love this model. I think she's going to, you know, be an excellent centerpiece to any Adeptus Sororitas army. Just a beautiful model. Definitely seems like one mean piece of hardware and stuff, that her Paragon warsuit is special and magical and so on and so forth. She is going to be just a terror on the battlefield from what we've seen so far. Once we know points, once we see full stats, full rules, you know, namely once we see the new codex, yes, they announced that too, then we will get a better idea and feel for how she actually synergizes with the rest of the army. But as far as her by herself, they did preview some of her rules. Pretty fucking dope shit. I just said dope shit. Ugh. Anywho, even I'm like, ugh, about myself. I just a gorgeous model, that looks like she's going to really, do some damage. They showed off, Astrid Thurga and Agathe Dolan. Yeah, okay, so Astrid Thurga was that weird-looking, what do they call her? The auto-tapestry banner-bearer lady something. She carries around that big old banner with her eyes closed and stuff, and it's, once again, just an awkward-looking pose and shit. Admittedly, I'm assuming, just based on, you know, the live streams I did watch and previous live streams, etc., that everything shown here is shown in the order that they showed it on the live stream. So they have her, and then she's got some, lady, yeah, the Hagiolater? Whatever. Agathe Dolan, who accompanies her at all times. Alright, so for starters, we're previewing something we've already seen. Okay, well, you know, I get it. We're tying it in with something else that we haven't seen. The thing we haven't seen is just some old lady with a stick and a book. It's honestly a pretty plain-looking model. Once again, not a terrible sculpt, just a lazy sculpt, in my opinion. Once again, just kind of like, oh, okay, well, we've already seen this model, and then there's something apparently that follows her around that's rather unimpressive-looking. I do love the Astrid Thurga model. I think that overall, minus the weird facial shit going on, is a really cool model overall. The face thing is a little eh. So might be one for converting or something. I don't know. Then we've got the Dogmata. This one's already been shown before too. We already went over this model, I don't know, a month or more ago now, I think they showed it off. Once again, nice to see we're getting new stuff for Adeptus Sororitas. Nice to see more things to flesh out the line. I do like this model in many ways, but it's also very two-dimensional feeling. So it is a rather flat model, hence two-dimensional. What the fuck? I like apparently saying the same thing in two different ways. I'm a thesaurus. Yeah, okay, so once again, we're covering something we've already seen, already knew about, etc. Moving on. The good news is, then they announced the Palatine. Oh, wait, Palatine? Yeah, she was in the Piety and Pain box, so she's going to be available separately. Okay, well, I mean, that's news, I guess, but sure. Yeah, first seen way back in July last year in our 40K launch party preview. So, quite a while ago now, was when we first found out about it. But, alright, so what do we got next here? Celestian Sacrosaints. Okay, so I will say that they showed off a bunch of the models of these. You know, like more of the sculpts and stuff, not just the one sculpt they showed off a few weeks ago. So there was that. That is cool. And I do think that these models do look really good. I like them quite a bit. And I think they're going to, you know, add a nice combat unit to an Adeptus Sororitas army. Something a little bit beefier than Repentia and shit. I do like them aesthetically overall. There's a little bit of awkwardness with the shield with the gun strapped to it and stuff, but you know, overall it makes sense, and I think they're really good looking models. But once again, not announcing new stuff, just showing off more sculpts of stuff that's already been announced. Alright, but it is new. Moving on. Then they get to the big shit. The Paragon War Suits. Oh, fuck. Right. We already had these announced. You know, it does look like they went into maybe a little more detail on, once again, showing off sculpts and whatnot, but just, okay. It's more of the same, once again. And then they followed up by the Castigator, which I went over just a few weeks ago, if I recall correctly, something that I think is a nice addition to the army, but that, once again, internet is extremely divisive over this whole thing. They just, hate this model for the most part. And I do think there's missed opportunities on this model. I talked about this on previous episodes. And we're not going to cover it again because I'm not Games Workshop. So, you can go back to previous episodes. In fact, I recommend it. Listen to the whole fucking thing. But yeah, so once again, though, we're seeing something we've already fucking seen. Then they announced the Adeptus Sororitas Codex, so that's cool. Not surprising to anybody. I don't think they mentioned anything as far as a date or anything like that. It's, you know, there's a new Codex coming for the Adeptus Sororitas, so that's pretty neat. Then they go over the Act 2 Book of Fire for the Warzone Caradon campaign books. This is where, to my understanding, shit got extra fucking messy during the announcements. Now, admittedly, looking at this, if I recall correctly, from what little I gathered when I watched that little bit of the live stream, I think this book was announced earlier on in the live stream before models and stuff, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly. Like I said, I did not get a chance to actually watch the stream itself. And yes, I could watch it on Twitch now and stuff, but I just haven't yet, okay? I've had lots of shit on my plate. And then they announced Battlezone Mechanicus Caradon. It is a terrain set that is just a bunch of current terrain that's already available, all boxed together. Great looking terrain. I'm hoping that it won't be too expensive. I'd like to get it myself. In case you weren't keeping track throughout that whole conversation, we realistically only got like two actual new announcements, the Morvan Vol and the Codex, which the Codex is something you totally expect to come at some point. This Morvan Vol, the High Lord character. She is totally new, not in the lore previously to my understanding and stuff. So, yeah. And then once again, the weird lady, old lady with the stick, and the weird. Oh, and she's got like a weird old school bomber hat. You know, like an old school fighter pilot hat or some shit. You know, the little leather skull cap sort of thing, and a book, you know. But otherwise, fucking everything else was either just barely new sculpts shown of things we already know about, or, I mean, the Palatine's a perfect example of, cool, I'm glad it's available separately soon, but you did preview this back in July. Almost the entirety of this entire fucking day has already been covered. Which made it very disappointing that they even bothered doing, because there's 2 days of 40K is what they said was going to be on. And they did do that, but day one felt like, why the fuck don't you just wrap up what few things you actually did announce into day two? Why even bother? It felt like they just really wanted 6 days. You could have done 5 days just fine and dandy and called it square, called it a day. But no, they chose not to. And yeah, admittedly, like I said, I'm really excited about the Codex. I'm excited to get the new models and stuff. But this day was total trash as far as an actual preview goes. The big thing was this Book of Fire. This got people really, really raging angry. Apparently the chat was just ballstastically losing its fucking marbles. And that's what flustered the hosts to the point that they forgot to even mention the terrain set being released. And once again, then you see that terrain set and you're like, ooh, it's just old fucking terrain reboxed all together. So yeah, people's main complaint is you've now, the Adeptus Mechanicus Codex is not out yet, was supposed to be out in April, was delayed, probably out, I would guess, by the end of this month. Although, let's see here, if we got Soulblight going on pre-order this weekend, the 15th, means they release on the 22nd. So GW would have to release it by end of May. They would start doing pre-orders based on their usual schedules. Anyways, they'd start doing pre-orders for the AdMech Codex next weekend, the 22nd. There's no sign that that's going to be the case currently. But yeah, you need basically two books are going to be out with rules for the AdMech before the Codex itself is out. And then on top of that, when you've got, I think they said like a dozen other codexes that still have not been released, and you were putting out, campaign books, yeah, people are pretty fucking ragingly angry over this whole thing. Personally, I don't have a problem with the fact that they're, you know, putting out the campaign books as a whole. I actually like the idea of the campaign books. It is aggravating the way they're handling it, though, by emphasizing putting out basically micro DLC before you even have the main course. It would be like buying, you know, DLC for a game before they've even released the game. Which is dumb, you know. Yeah, overall, a real shit day that just shows GW being basically out of touch with the concept of what excites their audience. So, which, admittedly, a lot of shit we've seen so far this year does show a GW that is starting to come apart at the seams. So, but let's move on. Day 3, Black Library Day. A day that, admittedly, I don't think anybody expected to be all that exciting. Not because the books aren't good or anything, but, you know, typically speaking, at least for me, I'm watching previews so I can see cool models and shit. I'm really excited for new books. I love Black Library stories. They are just wonderful stories. Not every single one is solid gold, but you know, there's quite a few of them that I think are really, really good, even for people who aren't familiar with Warhammer. So you know, good ways to get people into it. But they did show off a lot of cool books. You know, there's They are doing some stuff with the Sabbat Worlds Crusades. There's Volpo and Glory, which if you're unfamiliar with the old Sabbat Crusade stuff, the Gaunt's Ghost books and stuff, the Volpo and Blue Bloods were a particular regiment that fought alongside the, you know, the Tanith First and Only. There's also Erdesh, the Serpent and the Saint, which looks like Iron Snakes, and they're role in the Sabbath Crusades. They're also putting out a really cool in-universe reference book called Sabbath Worlds Crusade. You know, I don't know if I want to get this or not, to be honest. I love the Sabbath Worlds and stuff. I bought the original Sabbath Worlds Crusade book many years ago when it came out, and it was pretty much a magazine sized book with some art, cool artwork and a little bit of lore bits. It was just okay. It was a cool thing to have in a lot of ways, but it wasn't all that impressive. It was more like, yep, I got the thing, so that's cool. Just all sorts of other Sabbath world related stuff, which is cool. A new anthology book coming out, a whole, you know, there's a whole new novel even, the Vincula Insurgency, that's kind of like a prequel, sort of dealio, going way back to the beginning of Gaunt's Ghosts, so that's pretty neat. And then, yeah, outside of the Sabbath Crusade stuff, they announced Warhawk, the next book in the Siege of Terra series. I'm still waiting to even get an opportunity to enjoy Mortis, because they haven't fucking put it on Audible yet, which is really fucking annoying, but I don't know, we'll see. They announced some new stuff for the Warhammer Crime series. Admittedly, a series I've only, you know, listened to a little bit so far. What I've seen so far I like, though. Unfortunately, it looks like many of these ones are not going to be released in audiobook format, at least from what I can tell. There's a couple different anthologies that are being released. There is a full-on book, novel, rather, Grim Repast. That might be turned into an audiobook. I mean, any of it could, but they haven't announced any of that, so. And then there's some 40K books, a new Minkalesque novel. So the Cadians that don't know how to give the fuck up. I'm sorry, as much as I love the Astra Militarum, as much as I, you know, love the you know, original Cadian shock troop models from forever ago and shit, personally, I think it's time to give it up. The fact that GW is basically forgotten that they produced other regiments and stuff. And I get it from a financial perspective. They don't want to spend a shit ton of money on a shit ton of different molds and whatnot if people are only going to buy specific models. Okay, I get that. But come on, Cadia is gone. Eventually, you're bound to run out of Cadians because there's no Cadia for them to come from. So once enough of them are dead, they're no longer Cadians. Mind you, then there's that, going back to the whole Tanith First and Only, most of the Tanith First and Only isn't even Tanith anymore. Same problem. Planet got blowed up. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm ready for Cadians to be done. That's neither here nor there. We got some new Necron books. Just all sorts of cool books, right? Alright, so that's cool. Oh, wait. There is one thing that we didn't cover, and I didn't cover it on purpose. I feel so witty today. Gaunt's Ghosts. So, as you notice, there's a lot of Gaunt's Ghost shit that was announced. Well, that's because they're re-releasing models for Gaunt's Ghosts. Now, they're not the same models from several years back. They are whole new sculpts and stuff. And goddamn, are they gorgeous. They really just capture that feel of just sneaky, badass you know, snipers and scouts type of army. In particular, the Owen McColl model is just a gorgeous and amazing looking model. So, if you're a big fan of Gaunt's Ghosts, this is going to be an awesome release. If you are just a collector, I still would highly recommend checking this out. You know, just so that you have a piece of Warhammer lore and history brought to life on your shelf. So, overall, Black Library Day, you know, pretty good. A lot of cool books, some really badass models. So, day four, boxed games. I was really hoping for some Curse City expansion shit. I did not get that, unfortunately. Showed off a new warband for Dire Chasm. Some Ideneth Deepkin. The internet is obsessed with this crab model that is coming with it. Overall, I mean, I guess it's, you know, somewhat cool-ish looking models, but it, I don't know. I'm not familiar much with Deepkin. And once again, don't really do much with Underworlds, at all. I don't do anything. I've been more impressed with other Underworlds models, in the past, including later, you know, ones that have come out more lately. These ones, I'm just not really feeling them. So, they're not terrible. There's a couple models that have some potential. But overall, meh. Now Necromunda, they are giving the Dalak gang the treatment of having a house book, the House of Shadow. And while I found the models they put out so far for this gang rather, you know, one note, rather plain looking and stuff, you know, they're kind of cool design, but they all look the same is the problem. Now they've got a lot of super weird, wacky shit coming out that I don't even know where to begin with it. They got some really weird looking Psyker models. Some dude that looks like he's got like a beetle-y type helmet while he's carrying around some sort of mechanical worm. There's just a lot of really weird shit going on with this line. Definitely makes me interested to check out Necromunda finally, but yeah, it's just bizarre. Then we have Aeronautica Imperialis. They announced a plastic Thunderhawk gunship, but it's for Aeronautica Imperialis, so it's really fucking small. But for those, you know, in the know, I'm sorry that it's not a 40k size Thunderhawk. But they are putting out another starter set, the Wrath of Angels, which will feature Space Marines, Adeptus Astartes, versus Craftworld Eldari. So, an interesting combination when you figure that the Space Marines likely have some of the most durable, but probably, you know, lumbering type of lumbering relative to hypersonic jets and stuff. You know, they do have, I think they have Ziphons in here, so those are pretty fast. But yeah, they're designed for durability, not for speed. Whereas the Eldari are the exact polar opposite, just speed upon speed. You know, just tweaked out meth addict for days type of flying, just folds like a wet paper bag if the, you know, you so much as sneeze in its general direction. So cool shit. The box game stuff overall, like I said, I was disappointed there was no Curse City shit. Not that I really expected there to be, but I was really hopeful. I think the Aeronautica Imperialis shit's really cool. I'm excited about that. The Necromunda stuff's, you know, interesting and weird, but I'm not familiar with Necromunda enough to, you know, really be able to say whether it's great or not. And the Dire Chasm, not just because I'm not a huge fan of, you know, the Warhammer Underworlds, but they're just rather, you know, unimpressive models, in my opinion. There, I said it. So, but day four went okay. I wouldn't say it was a bad day, just not mind-blowing. Then we've come on to day five, which is actually day two of the 40K stuff. I will just say this day two 40K was way better than day one 40K. And, you know, once again, though, outside of just trying to stick with things semi-thematically, I do not see why they didn't just announce just the new Adeptus Auroratus stuff, wrap it in with this set, and call it a day. They showed off and announced new orc shit. We've already seen a little bit of this, but unlike the Adeptus Auroratus bullshit, this was more like, yeah, you remember that one or two models we showed you before? Well, now check out all this other shit. As opposed to the, oh, well, there's, you know, one or two new things and a whole bunch of shit you already know about. Oh, which I do want to say, the other thing that people were bitching about was the fact that that they argued that they weren't showing off AdMech shit, because they were once again being called out by the chat, that they weren't talking about AdMech shit because they'd already announced all that. And it's like, that's a terrible argument, because that's what you're doing right now with all this Auroratus shit, but that's neither here nor there. Moving on. So they are releasing the Beast Snaga Orcs army set. This is going to be kind of like the Adeptus Auroratus army set. It is like an early preview set before the main line launches. It's going to have 26 miniatures. You got four guys riding on these squig hogs, the squig hog boys, a bunch of the Beast Snaga, just like straight up boys. If I don't know if they're going to be updating the actual Orc Boys line or not. I kind of hope so, because I'm really impressed by what they've showed off so far for these Beast Snagas. And we know that they're not meant to replace orcs as a whole, but, well, maybe GW is kind of going the Primaris route, though, where they're going to put out newer models that are intended to be the replacement ones, in which case I'm a little disappointed to see that and hear that, but I don't think that's the case. Not because these are bad models, but just because I like the whole ramshackle tech orcs versus, you know, beast hunting old school orcs that had just happened to have guns and shit. But lots of new sculpts. They look really awesome. There's a whole new character model that's actually from, really old lore, Zodgrad Wartsnaga. So he's a runt herd. But who actually supports the Grots and stuff and thinks that they are a good part of society, orc society, if that's even a thing. But yeah, so he's not exactly popular with his, fellow orcs. Dude's got a crazy ass beard, crazy ass hair, pretty badass looking dude though. So, overall, all these Beast Snaggas are pretty damn cool looking. I'm excited to see more that, I think we talked about in the last episode, the Pain Boss. I think that was announced before the last episode. But yeah, the Pain Boss model looks great and stuff. So there's a lot of things going on here. There is an Orc Codex that was announced as well. And that will be included in that army set. So I'm looking forward to getting to check out those models. Add them onto Krista's ever-growing Orc collection. So, and get that new book in the process. So, they did also announce that they're bringing back Mega Armored War Bosses. And they've got a pretty impressive looking Mega Armored War Boss model that they showed off. I'm curious if it's going to be monopose or not. I'm hoping that it's going to have multiple options and stuff. Because as it stands, it's a cool looking model. Badass. Don't get me wrong. But it just doesn't have quite the, you know, zing to it as far as weapons options and stuff right off the hand, you know, right off the bat from what you can see. But that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be. But yeah, it's a pretty badass looking model regardless. I just always like, you know, hero characters and leaders and stuff that you can customize a little further. That's just my thing a little bit, but still happy to see it. And then they did do a rather weird announcement, actually, in my opinion. They are updating some Acadian Shock Troops. Yeah. You know, here I was just talking about how there's, you know, why are we sticking to just the one regiment and the one line of models, etc. They're going to keep, you know, beating this dead horse. And in the process, what they're doing is they are releasing not new models. They're just releasing new sprues that have new parts for Acadian models. So you're going to get a collection of new heads to choose from. Let's see here. It looks like 25 new heads will be included. As well as special weapons, sergeant options, etc. So yes, they are expanding out the defaults that are included in the Acadian Shock Troop box. You're going to be able to arm them with more stuff overall. But yeah, it's just kind of fucking disappointing that this is the best thing that they can come up with. Is just updating with through sprue, just like bits of the old Cadian stuff, instead of just coming up with all new sculpts for the Astra Militarum. These are old sculpts. Yeah, and honestly, actually, if you were going to do that, the main thing that I've always felt like this line is missing is backpacks. And I know that sounds really weird, but I think aesthetically, that's what bothers me about the look of these models, is I feel like they are, you know, I like the, actually, when they have, like, the Vox caster on the back of them and stuff, that looks pretty badass. But I feel like, you know, having the old equipment package and stuff on their back, equipment backpack, excuse me, you know, or if you're special weapons person having a backpack that's linked up with the special weapon, you know, in a tank or something, you know, I think that'd be really cool. Overall, it's not that these sculpts for the bits are bad, it's that I feel like we are putting a Band-Aid on an open wound. Update the line. End of story. Moving on. That looks like probably what we're going to see for the next box set is going to be Grey Knights versus Thousand Suns. A cryptic little thingamabob. They showed off this video. Ah, it's playing! It started yelling into my ears. They put out this, you know, cryptic little ooh and ah type of video. That very, very, very clearly, though, shows Grey Knights and Thousand Suns. Just no models or anything. And then it ends saying fire and magic in the 41st millennium. So, based on what GW's been doing with all of these new battle boxes, they're all named like, you know, Pain and Piety. And then there's like Shadow and Pain for Age of Sigmar, you know, and so on and so forth. So I would say that just based on the trend, Fire and Magic's probably going to be the name of the next one. Day two of 40K, once again, much better than day one. I bet so is getting shit on. You know, the good old Cleveland Steamer is a little better than day one of the 40K announcement. So, I'm very pleased to see what we got. Overall, day one left such a bad taste in my mouth that I feel like day two is less impressive because of it. I feel like they could have, had they wrapped everything together into one day, it would have been a good day. Overall, instead they had one day that was really good announcements and one that was bullshit. That was poorly handled, poorly done. So the whole 40K announcements overall, very disappointing. Not very disappointing in total, but a lot of disappointment, some good shit, but in turn, the announcements as a whole are dragged down by the bad day, if that makes any sense to anybody. So let's move on. Let's get this wrapped up here. We are looking at day six. So this was Saturday. This was the mystery day. There was a lot of people back and forth, you know, talking, it could be this, could be that, a lot of rumors and stuff. One of the main rumors, sure enough, that I think admittedly everyone kind of knew that this was the main rumor because it was the most likely thing that was going to happen. I think it was pretty obvious. Age of Sigmar 3.0 has been announced. We all knew it was coming, what with the Broken Realms coming to a close. GW loves to put out these selections of books to finish off an edition and move into the next edition. We got not only a new edition announcement, they showed off the rulebook artwork. Wow, the new cover art just looks absolutely insane. A really amazing looking piece of art with this new Age of Sigmar, or new Stormcast character, excuse me, battling against a bunch of demons and shit, and she just looks like just vengeance down from the sky. Pretty badass. Yeah, her name is Yndrasta the Celestial Spear. The model doesn't look quite as impressive as the artwork. I mean, that's pretty common. The artwork is definitely, you know, all sorts of craziness, and then the model that's, you know, that's based off of it is, you know, obviously not going to be as fucking crazy typically. But it is a gorgeous model, very nice looking model overall. It's not as dynamic as I think the biggest part versus the artwork. But she's got this giant spear and I think, yeah, like a sword as well, because everybody likes to handle swords and spears at the same time. And she's just standing there on this broken stonework with these big angel wings out behind her. She just looks like just gorgeous. Just an angelic, gorgeous looking model. I think it's going to be one that's a good centerpiece model overall. Going to be a lot of fun to paint and mess around with. So, and then they did show off some more Stormcast Eternals, which admittedly I could see where some people might be like, oh, yay, more Stormcast to go with all the other Stormcast because they've opened up these multiple chambers and shit. But this does look like it's kind of actually adding some features into the game and stuff, and they are nice looking models and stuff, so I would say reserve final judgment if it's negative judgment. Well, reserve final judgment overall, but hold back on the negativity a little bit until we see more. But as it stands, I'm optimistic of the possibilities here. So they did show this new Stormcast Annihilator. It's a new Paladin model. I think it actually really does a great job of giving off this idea of just this towering Goliath, basically, but in infantry form. So, you know, he's not actually a giant or anything. But yeah, it even says they're built like a granite column. And I would say that, yeah, just looking at his pose, and the design and stuff, it definitely exudes just tough as a mountain, I'm not going to move, I will destroy everything that comes near me sort of look. So, really cool. And then lastly, they did show off some very, very enigmatic short little teaser video that talks about a new evil coming to Age of Sigmar with this little rhyme riddle poem thing talking about being in a swamp mire or something and a fog rolling in and swallowing up everybody and, you know, people just disappearing into the fog. So kind of spooky, kind of creepy. No idea what it is, though. There are some rumors. It's from like older lore and stuff. I think they're called the Fimir, I think is how it's pronounced and stuff. But this evil race that like hides in mist and stuff. So it's entirely possible that that's coming as part of this. There have been a lot of people talking about goblins, like wolf riders and shit, making a comeback, like a real serious comeback and whatnot, and that they're going to be part of this new evil thing. But personally, I think the video is too much about super spooky evil shit to really be goblins. Yeah, So, personally, I don't think that's what it's going to be, but we'll have to wait and see. Overall, day six definitely was the big boy on the block. You know, seeing Age of Sigmar 3.0 being announced and stuff, while not surprising, it's just nice to see it. I'm excited to see more on it. I'm excited for Krista and I to be able to pick it up and hopefully spend more time playing AOS now that a new edition is coming out. We can kind of pick it up and learn it together a little bit more. So, yeah, overall, you know, a great announcement day and stuff. As far as once you compare all of the days who took the cake, personally, I think day one of the Age of Sigmar announcements, obviously this became a day two Age of Sigmar announcement thing, but yeah, day one of the week, day one of Age of Sigmar announcements, I think it really was the coolest part. Seeing the Kragnos model, you know, is an incredible looking model. And then all of the new Soulblight Gravelords shit, while there are a few weak points, overall, a very incredible looking army that I'm really looking forward to immensely. It's nice to see Gothic horror coming back into, age, you know, into this land of Warhammer fantasy shit. But in a creative way that still befits the Age of Sigmar universe specifically. So, but yeah, great week, great stuff. Looking forward to seeing more, looking forward to getting some release dates and prices, admittedly too, would be nice. Cause I feel like 2021 is going to be a real hurt on, hobbyists' wallets, worldwide. But the good news is that GW is having a hell of a time even getting product out in decent quantities. So maybe a lot of us won't even be able to buy the shit we want. So that was sarcasm. It sucks that this is the case, but hopefully we can, you know, some of us can get the stuff so we could try it out. But yeah, I think I'm going to call it a call at this point. As you know, thank you guys for listening. As always, you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/theRegimentalVoxPodcast. Follow me on Twitter @RegimentalVox. And then, yeah, once again, I've been doing painting. I'm going to start updating with more pictures and whatnot. So you can follow the Facebook page for the painting studio, Danger Close Painting Studio, and, you know, kind of keep up on that shit. So, but thank you guys for listening. I will catch you all in the next episode. This is Caleb Meyer signing out for the evening. Have a wonderful week, everyone.